This is the DX Audio Service.
Brace yourself while corporate America tries to sell us its wretched things.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by radio. Without your radio, you couldn't make an air check.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for July 2004. This month, Mr. Al Cabong of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, sent along AM air checks from his city. Oh, and just for your information, AM 540 is WWCS from Cannonsburg, and WKHB is from Irwin, Pennsylvania.
Comfort of the day.
Know it.
Use it. Win it. Radio Disney. AM 540. Your music, your way.
I'm Sherry. You could be the first winner of the day. Weekend mornings on AM 540 Radio Disney.
It's Radio Disney's ESPN Sports for Kids. ESPN Sports for Kids on Radio Disney.
Prizes and the coolest music on the planet. This is the place. AM 540 Radio Disney Pittsburgh.
That's Pursuit of Health with Dr. Miranda Friday mornings at 11:05 on 620 KHB. Degrees in town right now. We've got some sunshine in the forecast. The complete KHB Pittsburgh weather follows the news. In town right now, it's 31 degrees. I'm Mark Edwards, and time now for the Wheeler in the Morning Show.
Straighten up and fly right. Good morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, and how the hell are you? You feeling good? You're peppy? You ready to go for a great weekend? Well, we have a slam bang knocked out Drag 'em out show set for you this morning, and I guess the best thing we can do to prove that is to just get underway. Now, there's a problem here. I don't know what the hell it is, but we got no music coming out of this speaker here. We got no music coming out of anything. Mark, I'm on this. Mark Edwards is in here screwing up the show already this morning. My God, he's only been here 3 minutes, and he's messed it. But this is supposed to be coming in there for...
Imagine it's 1961, cruise of the strip just having fun.
Well, we got it on the way there after Mark Edwards finally unsabotaged our radio show here, and that was in the Copa room. That was Big Kahuna and the Copa Cat Pack. Good morning. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. Still waking up, just kind of getting into the morning. You know, first traffic report comes up in about 7 or 8 minutes or somewhere around there, so hang in for that. And Carmen McRae, you took advantage of me. Good morning to you, Wheeler in the Morning. It's 6:15 right now, and it's 29 degrees. Have you heard about the new product, Levitra? I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's a sort of a, well, it's a sex enhancer, Levitra. It's a, I guess it's a, could be equated with Viagra or something like that. Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they have, you know, pets can have the same problem that humans can have sexually.
First, there was Viagra.
Viagra, kosher.
Then Levitra.
And I'm a sexaholic.
Now there's Levitra for pets.
I miss the days Ned used to hump my leg as a puppy. Now I just give him Levitra for pets, and he goes to it, just like the old days. Whoa! Whoa! Damn it, Ned! You're a 200-pound Saint Bernard! Get off!
Levitra
for pets.
Where does this stuff wear off? Let's calm down here. This is a little too wild for early Friday morning. 16 after 6 o'clock in the morning on Wheeler in the Morning. Here's the great Bobby Caldwell. He grew up in Pittsburgh. I don't know whether he knew that or not, but he did. Bobby Caldwell. I'll be around.
Listen today for your chance to call in and win a copy for yourself. Courtesy of the Dave Ramsey Show. Heard every weekday from 3 to 6 on 73 WTIT. Talk radio that helps people. Principles, ethics, morals, and values. Dr. Laura talks more about them in minutes on 73 WTIT.
Alabama's Chief Justice pays for his dedication to the Ten Commandments with his job.
The only station in Pittsburgh where you'll hear Dr. Laura, 73 WPIT.
And listen again at the same time for Health Breakthroughs with Dr. James Weiner on AM 81 WEDO.
News from CNN is next on AM 81 WEDO McKeesport.
CNN Radio News, I'm Donna Renee.
This is the News Magazine on AM 81 WEDO.
Those new medical privacy rules. Hello, I'm Jim Harriet with AARP's Primetime Focus today.
WEDO.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Now, let's get back to the Midday Express.
I feel better already.
The Midday Express on AM 860.
Pittsburgh's ultimate adult station.
AM 860. Nobody plays more of your music. Today's our new.
This is Al Green.
This is R. Kelly.
It's all here on your station.
WAMO. Melville, Pittsburgh.
AM 860.
The best variety of
today's R&B and old school. You're aboard the Midday Express on AM 860. Pittsburgh's adult station.
With the best variety of today's R&B and old school, do I really, really, really need to tell you who that was? Earth, Wind, and Fire, they'll be making their way to Pittsburgh next Friday, November 21st. Latham Entertainment presenting the Crown Royal Comedy Soul Festival. Isley Brothers on the bill, too, along with comedians Adele Givens, Earthquake, and Ricky Smiley. Great show. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at any Ticketmaster location. Charge them by phone, 412-323-1919, or just stop by the Mellon Arena box office to get your tickets. Here's Allegra Battle checking news.
Thanks, Lonnie, and good afternoon. Police are looking for a vehicle and suspect involved in a home invasion in Swiss Helm Park.
WBGG Pittsburgh. Get into sports, my man.
Pittsburgh. Fox Sports Radio 970. Now, a Fox Sports update.
No surprise for the sigh. I'm Jerome Jurenovich.
The most Pittsburgh sports. This is a sports update on Fox Sports Radio 970.
An early Christmas present, 36 degrees at 304. I'm Phil Kurzick on Pittsburgh's Fox Sports Radio 970.
In the Storm Team 11 Severe Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Julie Bologna.
And right now it's 36 degrees. I'm Phil Kurzick on your home for the most complete Steelers and Penguin coverage, Pittsburgh's Fox Sports Radio 970.
It's time for Savern on Sports on Pittsburgh's Fox Sports Radio 970. Now, here's your host, Stan Savern.
Welcome to Savern on Sports, and your home for the most complete Pittsburgh sports coverage, Pittsburgh's Fox Sports Radio 970. There it is. It was in there somewhere. I hereby declare today's meeting to be in session. That's a way to start. Well, we can only get better from here on in, don't you think?
Barbara and Bob are in there, and they expect you to stay around or else they'll come looking for you. Because your news is important, and you know, need to know what's going on. We'll talk to you Sunday night at 11:30. Don't forget, we start a half hour earlier on Sunday night because they don't think I work enough. So stay tuned. Remember, no matter what happens today, God loves you, so do I.
News Talk 1020, KDKA, Pittsburgh's information source. This is the 5 o'clock news with Bob Koppler and Barbara Boylan.
30 degrees at Pittsburgh International, wind chill 19.
508 Next News, 5:30. Breaking news at once. I'm Bob Koppler.
And I'm Barbara Boylan on Pittsburgh's information source, News Talk 1020, KDKA.
News Talk 1020, KDKA. This is Pittsburgh's number one station for the information you need.
News Talk 1020, KDKA.
Number one for breaking news.
Coroner Cyril Wenk says illegal drugs are the number one factor in that sudden rise in homicides in Allegheny County.
Number one for dependable traffic and AccuWeather forecasts.
And number one for compelling conversation about the things you want to talk about.
The KDKA Morning Show with Larry Richard
on News Talk 1020, KDKA.
Welcome to Friday. Halfway through the month of November already, and just a week and a half from Thanksgiving. Do you have your turkey yet?
No.
Huh? No?
No, I don't deal with that.
What do you mean you don't deal with that?
He doesn't deal with it. What are you saying? That that's women's work?
No.
Is that what you're saying, Larry?
No.
No?
What are you saying then?
Well, my sister and her boyfriend have invited us. Oh, you freeloader.
Okay.
This is
now
big,
we see.
I have three brothers, and my sister is the youngest, and she always claims that she got short shifted as a child because, you know, she's the girl and her four older brothers. And the reason that she is, holding this against us all these years is maybe when her, you know, when she got old enough to date, when a date would come over, we'd show them our knife collection and...
Your knife collection?
Yeah, some of the guns that we had.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was years ago, though. And she's still holding that against us. In the year, you know, my brother and I put her in a hockey bag and spun her around the basement. She still holds that against us.
I wonder why.
I can't even begin to think.
Or when I had friends over to the house when I was supposed to be babysitting her, and I gave her some candy and pizza and said, stay in your room and don't come out. She's angry at me.
Still to this day.
So I'm a little skeptical about eating the turkey they'll be serving.
Sit down, Larry. I have something for you.
You're going to enjoy the
pumpkin. Yeah, the pumpkin pie this year will have something special in it just for you.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. This is SRN News.
WWNL.
Welcome to this Faith Comes By Hearing broadcast. I'm your host, T.J. Burek. This program contains reports of the impact of God's pure word all over the world. Stay tuned now for this interview with Morgan Jackson, International Director for Faith Comes By Hearing. Morgan, what language was that?
Well, that was John 3:16 in the Cabier New Testament on cassette.
I'm Jay Raftery, ESPN Radio 1250.
DiNardo Weather.
Pittsburgh weather from the WTAE 24-hour DiNardo Weather Watch.
This afternoon, windy and cold with scattered snow showers. Temperatures will hold steady in the 30s. Overnight, lighter winds with a few flurries, a low of 26, and a morning flurry tomorrow, a high of 40. With your Channel 4 DiNardo Weather Update, this is meteorologist Mike Brookins for Pittsburgh's ESPN Radio 1250.
Get up early to start tailgating November 17th for the Steelers and 49ers on Monday Night Football. Mike Greenberg and the Mike and Mike in the Morning shows live from Palomino at 4 Gateway Center from 6 to 10 a.m. The nation's number one sports morning show, Mike and Mike. Mike Greenberg and the Mike and Mike in the Morning show live from Palomino at 4 Gateway Center downtown is brought to you by All-Star Limousines, a stretch above the rest. Call them today at 412-481-4000. All-Star Limousine. For more information, go to ESPNRadio1250.com. Voted number one by Pittsburgh sports fans, this is the sports station, Pittsburgh's ESPN Radio 1250. Now, Pittsburgh's number one sports talk show, Mark Madden.
During the news break, I was severely chastised and criticized by my program director, John Lund, and in fact threatened with termination of employment for, quote, fighting the hand that feeds me, unquote, and for berating and insulting the great Pittsburgh sports fans who provide me with the ninth largest audience for a sports talk show in the country. So I apologize with the same sincerity of a Kellen Winslow Jr. I apologize for my negative outburst and attitude toward Pittsburgh sports fans during almost the whole first hour. And just so you can set the record straight about what great sports fans you really are, I have put together a sports priorities quiz, which will enable you to show what's important in your lives as sports fans in Pittsburgh, the greatest sports city in the world. City of Champions, don't forget.
They sure made some great music together, huh? Understand they don't talk to each other and haven't in about 25 years. Santo and Johnny, that's Sleepwalk. On 1320 WJAS Pittsburgh, it's 5 o'clock.
CNN Radio News. I'm Stan Case.
1320 WJAS. Here's the DiNardo Weather Watch forecast from Channel 4 Action News.
Variable cloudiness, windy and cold with snow showers, accumulating less than a half inch only on the grassy areas. The overnight low, 26 degrees. Friday, morning flurries and partly cloudy and windy. Friday's high, 42 degrees. I'm meteorologist Joe DiNardo with the DiNardo Weather Watch forecast from Channel 4 Action News on 1320 WJAS.
I thought I had styrofoam pellets all over my car this morning. 37 degrees in downtown Pittsburgh and at 1320 WJAS.
Mike McGann.
1320 WJAS then.
Fortune, danger.
The Fat Man. 1320 WJAS now.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Where the music comes to play. 1320 WJAS. We're playing the songs you love to sing along with. Right here on 1320 WJAS.
And the Wag Barkery Boutique in Shadyside. Adopt a pet. Every Friday at 12:15 on Pittsburgh's Talk Radio, 1360 WPTT.
1360 WPTT. Jerry Boyer.
All right, we're back. The time is 7:48. I think we're going to get the other point of view here from John Dell. Let's just skip the musical theme, Matt. We're running short on time. I want to make sure to get all the content out. John Delano, political wing groups are angry, and they're asked, and it's an angry year, and American politics works well with opposition parties, yeah, but not with parties that hate
each
other.
Well, maybe everyone can just take a deep breath and enjoy the holiday season.
Just so long as you know, you're not waiting for a case to get through the courts.
You got it. Darren, good to be with you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Take care, John Delano. 8 a.m., time for the news.
Pittsburgh's Talk Radio, 1360, WPTT McKeesport, Pittsburgh.
It's partly cloudy and 29 degrees downtown. Good morning. Carol Finelli with your 1360 WPTT News Update.
Yes, and details. 1410 News Time, 8:38. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here's Tim King.
And PJ, the morning rush hour continues to rumble along as we get to the peak of the morning rush hour. Things slow on the Parkway West inbound top from the KQB PennDOT Information Center. I'm Tim King.
A morning snow flurry in a couple of spots, otherwise partly sunny with an afternoon high of 42. Tonight partly cloudy, low 32. Tomorrow, mix of cloud and sunshine with an afternoon high temperature of 48 degrees. From the KQV Skywatch Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Stan Bosch-Jansen.
Almost clear skies in Pittsburgh now. It looks nice, but feels cold. 29 degrees downtown, 29 also at Pittsburgh International. Winds have died down southwest at 7 miles an hour. 1410 News Time, 8:40. Coming up next, reforming Medicare. Osgood File with that story next.
Ed Linder, the Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. You're listening to KQV All News 1410. I'm PJ Maloney. Heather Schaefer-Murray at the editor's desk.
And Eric is here getting ready for a full weekend. What's up?
I'll tell you, you've got college basketball tonight. Panthers are going to play. You got the Penguins playing tonight. You got a high school football tonight. Got the backyard brawl tomorrow.
You're listening to News Radio 1410 KQV, the most knowledgeable, qualified voice of news in Pittsburgh. I'm PJ Maloney.
1410 for news. This is KQV, Pittsburgh. All news, all the time. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Time, 9 a.m.
CBS News, this is Frank Sedetani. The latest on the economy is just in, and it shows that consumers may be pausing to catch their breath.
Thanks to Clark Ingram for a great job in recording Pittsburgh's AMs. It's good to hear them all again. I've got to run because we're over our allotted time. Bill Wayne here for MarketScope. Now here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is Stephen Gastrick calling from right outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with an update. In an earlier issue, I believe that was the May issue, I had mentioned that from back in March when my recording came out, that TMJ, I was hearing IBOC near WTMJ. That was a strange phenomenon that lasted a few days and is gone. But I had seen on some of the radio message boards that TMJ was doing some work with the Ubiquiti company. So I don't know any more about that, but strange that hiss did last for about a week, and it was noticeable all over town, so I know it wasn't just a house problem, but so maybe for now, we've been saved by that evil IBOC. Also, today, June 1st, as far as I know, a new website, today was the first day that it was launched for WGN Radio, the great powerhouse out of Chicago. Aside from their regular website, WGNRadio.com, there's also WGNGold.com. For anyone who has internet access, www.WGNGold.com. Great new site, which features a... which is dedicated to the 80-year history of WGN. So old program schedules, sound clips, a total timeline. So anyone who's interested in learning about that station, that's a new site out there worth checking out.
Hi, this is John Melia. I'm in Exton, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles west of Philadelphia. I'm answering Mike Lance's question from Florida. WZZD, of course, switched to WNTP, News Talk Philadelphia. They are now News Talk. They're running Christian programming in Philadelphia from Christian talk show hosts. There is no real live programming from Philadelphia on that station. Salem Communications owns them, and all the Christian ministry programs went over to WFIL, which Salem also owns. Also in Philadelphia, they're starting to heat up a little bit of controversy. WPEN 950 broadcasts the Philadelphia Phillies, which I can't get at night, and a lot of other people can't either, and they are starting to complain that the Phillies cannot be heard at night, and I don't know what's going to be done about it, but it depends on the band conditions, but their WPEN is only like 5,000 watts, but their tower at night goes towards Bar Harbor, Maine, so in Bar Harbor, Maine, they can hear the Phillies.
Hi, Fred. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I just returned from Atlanta, Georgia a week ago Wednesday, and while I was there, I got a chance to do a little DX thing, and I picked up a station on 890 called The Joy of 890. And they didn't give any call letters or anything. They said that they were leaving the air. It was time for them to leave. It was a daytime station, a contemporary Christian station. Also, picked up a station on 1150 playing music called WCRK. If anybody knows where they are, I'd love to know, and I'd love to know about The Joy of 890. Also, does anybody know if 1210 is coming back on in Dahlonega, Georgia?
This is Tim Hendel here in Huntsville, Alabama, and I thought I'd let you know of some of the stations around here that may fool you, DXs, because they're in the Spanish language. 620 in Lexington, Alabama, we already heard their new call, WJHX. Also, 890 in Hartsell, Alabama, WYAM. Now, they serve Huntsville with an almost local grade signal during the day, but they either go off or go very low power at night. I don't know what they do. WLS dominates the frequency. 810 and 1200 in Nashville are also full-time Spanish, and they cut back at night, but you might pick them up just before cutback. 1380 in Nashville is also Spanish, but they're very weak, so I doubt anyone will DX them. And 1300 WNQM, the 50 kilowatt AM half of WWCR. It's religious programming during the day, and it's also Spanish at night, although, again, they cut back their power quite a bit. So there's some stations in this area that might not be what you think.
This is Donald Finney in Miami, Florida. There was a station in the late 60s in St. Augustine, Florida, WFOY-FM. Somebody told me that their frequency was and still is 1240. I'm not sure about that, though. I know how about the call letters, though. And I understand that they also had a station on FM 97.7, but I am told that they are no longer around on FM. Can anybody tell me, please, about that station, what they're doing now?
Hi, this is John Jimmons, Elmira Heights. I think I can answer John Don Finney's question about KB Radio. Russ Syracuse passed away in the early 1980s. He had retired and passed away somewhere in the 1980s. George Lorenz, known as the Hound on KB Radio, he passed away in 1972 due to cancer. Gene Nelson is in California, so as I understand, Larry Brownell, and so is Freddie Christine, is all in California. Dick Biondi is in Chicago. Phone number, if you want to contact and find out more about these people, contact 716-803-1520. And I'm sure Danny Nevis or somebody there at KB Radio can help you out.
Hi, this is Jerry Gabrielli. In the most recent issue of the DX Audio tape, that's the June issue, I heard the following, and I'd like you to explain what happened. I'm not doing anything to tamper or computer stuff or anything like that. Here's how it came out.
A recent question, when was the first hearing aid invented? The winning answer, 1880. Hearing aid invented. The winning answer, 1880.
So, what happened?
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I've just come back from Meridian, Mississippi. As I told you last tape, I was going to, and I had a wonderful time down there. The highlight, radio-wise, was Saturday morning, May 29th. I was awake early, and for a couple hours, there was a terrific FM skip. I was getting stations in Texas and other parts of Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana and Georgia and Florida, and most of them were really playing the good traditional country music. I picked up the 99.5 station from Dallas that some of us listened to during the convention last year. I meant to mention last tape that the trucking bozo, Dale Summers, was forced to retire a couple of months ago. I'm sorry to hear that. I knew him when I lived in Cincinnati. His real name was Dale Summers. He was a longtime great country DJ. And his son, Steve, is doing it five nights a week now on WLW and some other stations that carry it around the country. And there's a station in Buffalo, New York, WNSA, Niagara Sports Authority. I don't know if they'll be changing their call letters or not. 107.7, they have just recently changed to an old rock music format, but I hear they have quite a variety of it. And also, I picked up a couple of stations I want to inquire about. One's on 1230, and they carry Detroit Tiger Baseball. I picked it up a couple of nights, so I'll presume it's somewhere in Michigan. And just tonight, I picked up a station on 910. I think it's in Tennessee. They were advertising Chattanooga vacation packages, but they didn't talk much between records, but they really played a lot of vintage stuff, a lot of stuff you thought you'd never hear. I heard some of just Hank Williams and his guitar, Your Cheating Heart and things like that, that I never heard done that way before, and I just thought it was great. Tom Cheek, the Toronto Blue Jays baseball announcer, has not been well. He had a brain tumor operated on his 65th birthday last Sunday, so we're hoping he'll soon be better. And some of you may have heard the New York Knickerbockers have let Marv Albert go as their broadcaster, too. I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm sure that he'll get a job somewhere else very soon. A friend of mine, who is blind in Kitchener, Ontario, got a great market scope from a man down in Salt Lake City, got it through a laser box, and this fellow just referred to himself as Kevin the Radio Fan. but it was a very good synopsis of radio in the Salt Lake City area. I don't know whether this fellow is in our club or not in Salt Lake City. You can check that out. But it was very good.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to Jerry Gabrielli, I'm puzzled about that audio clip as I went back to the audio editor and listened to the AM switch and could not find that error. So it must have occurred during the copying process from the digital audio editor over to the master that is used to duplicate the cassettes. We'll look into it, but until then, if you or anyone else hear a technical problem on the DX Audio Service, you might want to let us know. Usually when we're working with the digital audio editing, there are not any problems. With audio tape, there's always the potential for tape breakage, bad edits, and noise issues. The digital editing allows us to maintain a high level of quality with CD-like audio quality and give you a pristine audio sound, just like iBach on AM radio. I wonder what that was in the adjacent room. Oh, John Bowker just came in the studio. Hi, John.
Hey, Fred, here's something kind of cute I found. You know, we call it the AM broadcast band, but the rest of the world calls it the medium wave band. And they use 9 kilohertz spacing between stations instead of 10 kilohertz like we do in the United States and Canada and Mexico and like that. This station that you're going to hear operates at 864 on the dial, so I couldn't put it on the 860 travelog. It certainly didn't belong on the 870 travelog. I don't know where it belongs. I'll leave that to you. Listen.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, rooms and churches, entertainment, places to shop. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Hobart, the center of transportation, business and banking and industry. Hobart, a center of communication, the home of Radio 780.
Hobart is great to live in and work in,
a friendly and happy place to be. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Hobart has the River Derwent.
Hobart has Mount Wellington.
Hobart has the bridge, fountains that flow.
And Hobart has Radio 780.
Hobart has colleges and schools.
The big university.
Hobart has the best, but better yet.
Hobart has Radio 780.
In the Hope and all the Huon Valley, Channel and Eastern Shore agree. Sandy Bay South and Glen or Keno, Radio 780.
Now, why can't our stations have jingles like that anymore? I don't know. You know, Hobart's the capital of the island of Tasmania, just south of Australia. Anyway, I thought that was kind of cute.
Since a market scope will be featured in this magazine by Phil Wayne and our Pittsburgh correspondent, here is the latest ratings that has come out on May 28th for Pittsburgh. Infinity Broadcasting owns number one KDKA at 10.7, also number three rated country, 107.9 WDSY at 5.9 down, number seven rated Hot Pop, 100.7 WZPT at 4.6, plus current hit, 93.7 WBZZ at 3.2. Next, Clear Channel Communications owns the second-rated team, the Voice of the Steelers, 102.5 Classic Rock WDVE at 9.1. Also, number four, Pop Oldies, 94.5 WWSWFM at 5.7. Also, number eight, current hit, 96.1 WKST at 4.
number 10 rated talk radio, 104.7 WPGB at 3.7, and finally alternative rock 105.9 WXDX at 3.2. Remember, their AM is in Dearborn, Michigan. And last, 970 WBGG is in the basement at 0.5. And the other owners, Renda Broadcasting owns number 5, Pop Adult 99.7 WSHH at 5.6, and number 6, Adult Standards 1320 WJAS at 5.3 up. Key Market Communications owns the 9th rated station, 98.3 Country WOGI at 4, and Pop Oldies 1130 WASP at 0.6. Sheridan Broadcasting owns the 2 black adult stations in the area, 860 WAMO at 0.8 and FM 106.7 at 3.3. Steel City Media owns Classic Rock 96.9 WRRK at 2.6 and Pop Adult 92.9 WLTJ at 3.2. ABC Radio has just one property here. Sports Radio 1250, way down at 16th, WEAE at 1.6. Salem Communications owns 2. Christian Talk, WORD at 101.5. They're rated 1.5. And 730 WPIT at just 0.4. And finally, Calvary Broadcasting owns News Talk 1410 KQV at a mere 0.9. Finishing up here, some national ratings. New York, number 1 AM in 7th place, WABC at 3.9. 8th place, News 1010 WINS at 3.8. Sports 660 WFAN 19th at 2.2. Los Angeles, number 1 AM and 3rd, KFI at 4. 13th, Talk Radio 790 KABC at 2.7. Sports Radio 1150 KXTA down at 0.6. In Chicago, number 1 AM and 2nd, WGN at 5.8. 3rd, News Talk 890 WLS at 4.8. 4th, News Radio 78, WBBM at 4.7, and the score, Sports Radio 670 at 1.4, way down there. In Philadelphia, number 1 AM and 3rd, 1060 News Radio, KYW at 6.2, down. 11th, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, 3.5, and in 12th, Sports Radio 610, WIP at 3.1. Next, Detroit, number 1 AM, regardless losing all the sports, is 760 WJR, remains at 5.5. Fourth place, 950 News, WWJ at 4.9. And down in 20th, Sports Radio 1130 WDFN at 1.6. Down in San Diego, number 1, 760 KFMB at 5%. Fifth place, News Talk 600 KOGO at 4.7. And in 21st, Adult Standards 1360 KPOP at 1.6. Down in San Antonio, number 1 AM and 3rd, Kono AM and FM at 5.7. 7th place, News Talk 1200 WOAI 4.5. 17th, News Talk 55 KTSA 2.4. 25th, Sports 760 KTKR, the ticket at 0.8. Down in Easton, Jacksonville, number 1 AM and 2nd, News Talk 690 WOKV at 7.5. And way down, that's an FM market there, in 18th, Sports Radio 930 WFXJ at 0.8. Up Midwest to Indianapolis, number 1 AM and 3rd, 1070 WIBC at 7.3. 16th, Black Oldies 1310 WTLC 1.8. And in 20th place, Sports 1260 WNDE at 1.2. The site of our last convention, Dallas-Fort Worth, number 1 AM and 2nd, 820 WBAP at 5.1. 13th place, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, KTCK at 3.1. 17th, News Talk 1080, KRLD at 2.3. 22nd place, News Talk 570, KLIF 1.8. And in 28th, Adult Standard 770, KAAM 1.2. The West Coast Bay Area, number 1, KGO at 7.5. Continues on for about 25 years in first place. 3rd, 560 KSFO at 4.3. 6th, News Talk 74 KCBS 3.9. Seventh place, Pop Adult, 1260 KOIT at 3.6. 16th, Pop Oldie, 610. KFRC, the voice of the A's, at 2.4. And 18th, Sports 68, KNBR, the voice of the Giants, at 2.3. Here in the Chicago area, I have a bunch of changes here to pass along here. 1320 WKAN, Southeast of me at Kankakee, has dropped its live country music program and changed to a syndicated talk show format, which I've heard but don't like, but they're playing various stuff morning, afternoon, from what I've heard. 1580 WKKD in West Suburban Aurora, which I can barely hear here, has stopped simulcasting the Spanish on 1590 WONX and joined the 200-plus station network of the Business Talk Radio based in Greenwich, Connecticut. 820 WCSN Chicago has dropped sporting news radio on the weekends, and I thought they would continue with relevant radio Catholic programming all the time, but they were just playing oldies in Middle of Road all last weekend. Sporting news is expected to go overnight on 670 WSCR, replacing Fox Sports Radio. 950 WNTD Chicago is still playing temporary Spanish music under multicultural radio owner Arthur Liu. Every hour on the hour, they're still announcing top of the hour for those who want their own program on the station, just like last month. Just call the number and you can go on the air, as long as you can afford it. And finally, a couple of deaths to report to you, unfortunately. Former Chicago newsman at WIND in the 70s and 80s, Jim Boutette, who was well known, passed away in May. I tried on the internet and they had nothing. Chicago Sun-Times gave a real nice obituary of him. He was a very nice man, a classy gentleman. And he left after WIND changed to Spanish in December of 1985. And unfortunately, I couldn't find very much on this in mid-May. Ted Fouts died in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, you may not know him as that name. He was known famously as Captain Stubby with Charles Homer Bill. He was on WLS from 1949 to 60. And in the recent years, about 5-10 years ago, I heard him on 930 WAUR during the noontime program. And he died in May in Kokomo, Indiana, and none of the Chicago papers much had anything on him. But my local South Town had a little write-up about him, and that was it, as if he wasn't very important. But Captain Stubby was had a nice five-minute program during the farm program, and he will be missed. Ted Fouts in private life died in Kokomo, Indiana. That's it for now. I'm out of time, and take her away, Fred, and what's next? Good DX, friends.
Thanks, Ken. And from the National Radio Club's email reflector, Ron Gitchar writes that this is secondhand news by another station's general manager, but I just heard on the phone that WEWC 1160 in Callahan, Jacksonville, Florida, has been shut down by the Federal Communications Commission late this morning. A check of my radio dial shows that 1160 is not broadcasting in Jacksonville. Also, the person who is leasing 1530 WYMM in Jacksonville, Florida, is said to have bid his audience farewell at 11 a.m. Eastern. Spanish music is still being played on WYMM at this moment. Latin Beat 1530 may not be broadcasting in Jacksonville. This story has yet to be verified on 1530. So if you have any details, why not let us know here at the DX Audio Service. Give us a call on the action line, or if you're on the AM at nrcdxas.org list, please post some information. John Bowker was recently named a member of the National Radio Club's Board of Directors, and our president, Ken Chatterton, appointed him as ombudsman. John wants to hear from National Radio Club members who have suggestions for ways the club might address their interests better. You might want to at least just say hello to him and tell him your thoughts. He's been a member of the club for a long, long time and has seen the changes in the broadcasting business from both sides, the operator side and the listeners. So let's make him earn his new stripes as a board member. You can send him an email at johnb, that's J-O-H-N-B, at nrcdxas.org, or you can write to him at Post Office Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. Well, that music means it is time for us to sign off the DX Audio Service for yet another issue. It's time to push that big button on the transmitter that says played off. So we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio. Now, let's see. Where is that button? Ah, here it is.